Hey, how you doing? This is D-World Life with the Keeping It Real experience. And I just want to give a shout out to all my listeners, fans, supporters, all the people that share and subscribe to my content. Just want to give you a shout out, pat on the back, and let you know that we getting ready to rock and roll today. And this one right here is going to be all about energy and maintaining your good energy. So you don't invest none of that good energy and mix it up with bad vibes and bad energy and frequencies out here that's going on in this world, and it's never going to change. So it's either you learn how to tune that out to be able to concentrate on your principles and your energy and things that you really got going on to manifest in your life on a positive situation, that you don't have time to have any negative energy, any of that around you at any given time, because it's going to mess up your manifestation and your thoughts of positivity and creativity that you're manifesting in your matrix and your world, and the things that your powerful tongue is going to bring forth into your life. This is D-World Life, the Keeping It Real experience, and I appreciate you listening to what I have to say and my in-depth history and views on it, and trusting and believing the fact that things will change when you put positivity into your life and get rid of all the negative energy and frequencies that's going on. You know, this could be family, friends, relationship, co-workers. You could be part of a sports team. You could be part of any team, you know, and you got that cancer that, you know, every now and then rile you up to have you thinking about things that maybe you shouldn't even be thinking about. Got you feeling negative. I put in a good situation since, and relative to my life, I could break things down through sports a lot in the real world. And I would just say a good example of that would be playing on a football, basketball team. I take it on a basketball measure since I did play basketball at a high level. Being on that team, being that starter, being that captain, being that MVP, being that poster child for that organization, that team, whatever team you playing for, and everything is coming your way. Media, all the coaches love you. If you're in school, the students, the body, the NBA seeking your talents for their organization. And everything's going good with you, and you're good friends with a guy that came from the same background in high school and was highly recruited and so on and so on. And he's not getting all the accolades that you're getting. He's not getting time. He's fighting for position on the floor, and his mind frame is not like your mind frame. It's just not. It's two different mind frames at the same time of current events that's going on at the same time. And it can lead to, if this person have a negative view of things, things can get ugly, because the star, which is good friends with the guy that's struggling and having a tough time adjusting and not getting playing time like he think, and not getting the things that he think he should have coming to him, can have negative conversations about that around his friend and not even know it. Or he can know full well that he's just not a person that, you know, stops from spoiling the party. You know, he's gonna let you know how he feel, and he could become a cancer. He could bring everything down. He could get the starter out of the good grind that he's on and the good manifestation path that he's on to make it to the NBA. And nobody ever said that this kid that's going through these tough times right now, he's not going to be the person that becomes the number one draft pick and so on and so on. But right now, got to watch this person. He's dangerous for the organization. He's dangerous for the team. He's dangerous for himself. Because he's in a rut. And that energy right there from you loving this person can rub off on you. So I'm just saying as an example, I might have went too long and far with that, but just stay away from negative energy, because negative energy travels inside of you. You know, it gets you off of your joint, gets you off your grind. And that's just something that we can't do out here with this limited time that we have to be in capacity on this earth. You know, we don't have time to be playing games at all on any level. You know, the emotional side, the real social side, the living side, all we don't have time to be playing and juggling and all that. We got to get it together. We got to get better. We got to understand how to live amongst good and bad people, the sheep and the wolves. We have to learn vice versa, how to not let the wolves or the sheep, if they're on a negative frequency, to come and destroy your positive energy. And that's just real. This is the World Life, and this is the Keeping It Real experience. And I appreciate you joining me in my season 2, and joining me. And soon it's going to be open up for comments, and we're going to have more diversity in the conversation, more involvement with other parties. So I look forward to that. But right now, man, I appreciate you tuning in and listening to what I got to say about these frequencies out here that you got to watch, and the energy. You know, you don't have to enslave yourself, you know what I mean, and be around that. You can't get away from that. You do have legs. You do have a vehicle. You do have public transportation out here. You can ask a loved one for a ride. You can't get away from that feeling that you're feeling. Coming in the room, feeling some type of way. Leaving out of the room, feeling some tight way, worried about if somebody gonna talk about you or something like that. Those not the type of people you need to be around. That's too much energy on things that you just do not need to be galloping in your head, going back and forth with. You know, you deserve the best. You're a king. You're a god. You're a queen. You're the best version of yourself. You know, so everything that you got through that you didn't think you was going to get through, you already got through that. So that energy is strong. That soul is viable. So don't let nobody or any situation mess up that intuition that you got in yourself, that you're going to break through any barrier that's in front of you. And you're going to keep it real with the people around you. And you're going to love this life. And you're going to have fun out here. And you're going to get the full capacity of what your soul is. And you're going to understand what energy is. You're going to understand what manifestation is. You're going to understand what being positive really means to the outlook of your life and your family. It's really, really serious to concentrate on a lot of things. For one, loving yourself. If you're not loving yourself, I could see through that. And maybe you won't get the same love reciprocated back to you, because they know that you don't even love yourself. And if you don't love yourself, why should they love you? Why should they go all out? Care for yourself. You know, you was born alone, you die alone. I know that's blunt and that's tough, but it's the truth. Take care of yourself first. If you take care of yourself and love yourself, you can love me and others better. And that's a fact. That is a fact. So energy is important. Who you're around is important. Two viable lessons that we talked about today. I talked about today, and you listen. Watch the people who are around you. Some of them might be really drilling holes in your boat. You know, hold everybody accountable for their actions. And stop letting people win so easy if you don't feel secure. Because they're aggressively moving in your territory, and you wasn't ready for that type of aggression towards coming into something so fast, and you wasn't ready. You know, some people just sit back and just let be what it is, but you know, that's fine. But if you're feeling negative energy and you're cautious and stuff, why are you letting everything progress so fast? Why? What are you rushing? This is your life. It's very important that you have the things you need around your life to keep you enriched with powerful thoughts and powerful manifestation for your future. It never stops. It keeps going. It gets better and better. You could do this all by yourself. You can do this anytime you want. You can concentrate on your life. It costs zero money to love yourself. It costs zero money to have good energy around you. It costs zero money to make sure that you're not around negative entities. It costs no money for those type of privileges. You owe yourself that. I don't care how tough and rough it's been, what place you came from, that never told nobody where you was going. You know, and that's always been a fact. And the toughest people go through the toughest battles. And it's okay. It's going to be a tomorrow. You have no control over death and all that other stuff that you don't need to be worrying about. Just worry about being better, doing better, keeping it real, and having good energy around you. And also listening to D-World Life, the Keeping It Real experience. I know it was real fun today, and I appreciate everybody for tuning in for another live session of the Keeping It Real experience in season 2 of D-World Life podcast. And it's been blessed. This is always a blessed situation. I love speaking the truth to the people. I love giving the people good energy. I love trying to tell the people to be on great frequencies so they can have the highest vibration they can out here in this universe, in this dimension, and just to keep loving themselves. People love you. And if they don't love you, love yourself. You're strong enough that you got enough love in you that you could carry out all the way into the end and be okay. Never bargain with your emotions or your love of your soul. This is D-World Life. I appreciate everybody. Keep tuning in. Share me. Pass me along. Let's go, man. We going into 2022 in a couple days. Hope everybody have a Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And one love. D-World Life. Keep it real, friend or foe. This is the Keeping It Real experience. One love.